To truly understand Islam, I call this video Islam 411. What's the information that is necessary for the world to be conversational and knowledgeable about Islam? Islam began in the heart and the mind of a man by the name of Ubal Qasim, who we know as the Prophet Muhammad. And this took place way back. He was born in 570 AD. He was born in Mecca in Saudi Arabia, and he died in June 8th of 632. A lot of the revelations that Muhammad received that went into the Quran were borrowed from other religions. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. In 610 AD, according to Muhammad, he had a revelation from the angel Gabriel, the very angel that prophesied to Mary in the New Testament. And in this revelation, he was startled at first. He was in a cave in a town called Hira. He was startled at first because he thought it was some sort of demonic spirit. It really threw him for a loop. The revelation stopped, but then they continued later in his life, and he began to put together what we know to be the Quran. For the remainder of his life, as these revelations came and he began to publicly preach this religion, he was greatly resisted by the people in his area, for they were making a great deal of money off of idols. He actually began to fight back by assembling a following. His mother was the first follower of his. He got an army of followers, and he began to even create war against those who opposed him. Allah was a word that he was meditating upon in this cave when he heard a voice. And according to Muhammad, he heard a voice that said, "Proclaim, proclaim, proclaim." And he thought he was speaking, meditating on the name of an angel, and he came to realize that Allah was God himself. And he saw his mission then in life was to proclaim, proclaim, proclaim. The word Islam means to surrender. It means peace. A Muslim is one who surrenders to the will of Allah. Now, this camel driver, Muhammad, in his early days, worked for a very wealthy woman who had a caravan service. He ended up marrying this very wealthy woman, and she became his wife. And he enjoyed her prominence and her favor. He ended up with 13 wives. Though most Muslim men are to have 4 wives, Muhammad had 13, one of which he married at the age of 7. Now, this caravan driver even had within his lineage Christians. In fact, one of the men in his family was a Christian bishop. Now, the Islam religion bases itself on salvation that is based, for the most part, on good works. There is but one way to ensure eternal life for a Muslim, and that is to become a martyr in what is called a jihad, a holy war. That is a guaranteed entrance into paradise. Awaiting men in heaven, particularly the martyrs, are prepubescent females, a river of liquor, and celestial maidens. This is the incentive for martyrdom in Islam. Muhammad later died at the end of his life in the arms of his favorite wife, the very one that he married when she was 7 years of age. So herein lies the birth of Islam, the writing of the Quran that Muslims today will say was actually dictated word for word by God and written by God and actually preserved over antiquity even before the revelation came through the angel Gabriel to Muhammad in the cave in Hira. And therein lies the birth of Islam as we know it today, and now over 1 billion followers from that one little cave in Hira. That's the birth of Islam, to surrender to God.